Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What about Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, Robin Laid an Egg?
Oh, that just clicked. It's like a bird, but also a play on.
Yeah, just got that too. Did not know that. Did not know that. Dude, kids were going bananas for that song when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You think they still are?
I don't know. Do you think they are?
I feel like it has to be. It's one of those things that I think transcends time. Like, kids always be doing the same shit, you know?
No.
Like, when I was a kid, we brought our DSs onto the bus and played Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like stuff like that's going to go on forever. I mean, maybe not because the new cell phone thing.
Yeah. And the education system collapsing, and maybe they won't even have schools to be bused to.
Is that a thing?
I'm a little bit of a pessimist.
Let's do some fear-mongering this episode.
I'm just kidding.
Make up a fear-monger.
Pretend fear-monger. Don't send your kids to school where they'll celebrate holidays and instill materialistic, capitalistic ideas in their head.
I think it has to be a little more snappy than that. I think it has to be like...
Is it too verbose?
Too verbose fear-mongering. Fear-mongering has to be like a soundbite that like hits your soul.
You do it. See? A little hard. No.
Don't give your kids go-go squeeze. It'll make their organs liquid.
Just for those who's Unilever that makes go-go squeeze. Hey, that was a joke.
That was an example of fear-monger.
Go-go squeeze?
Because it's liquid. I feel like it was kind of topical. I'm sorry. It won't. I don't know why I said that.
I don't even know if I know. That's like the little pouches, right?
Yeah, the applesauce.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to try one of those. Those kids be slurping on it and it looks so good.
Ugh.
Kids get to eat foods that we don't really get to eat anymore, you know?
Like blue Takis?
Yeah. Blue Takis and like pixie sticks, you know?
Yeah.
Kids just be like...
I used to get stressed out when kids around me would eat blue Takis.
I've actually never seen a blue Taki. I've seen a green Taki. What's the blue one flavored like? Blue raspberry?
I think it's like ultra spicy something or another, but...
Dude, I saw a
just
video...
Just with blue like food coloring.
Yeah. Same flavor, different color.
Yeah.
I saw a video of a Taki that someone put outside, and they time-lapsed it, and the ants would come like an inch away from it, and then just...
They'd be like, no.
Like there was like a inch radius around the Taki that the ants wouldn't go to.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And I think they're saying that's because it's like unhealthy and like the ants recognize that it's not healthy for you.
Right.
It's probably because it's spicy though, right? It's probably the ants are like, yeah, that looks spicy. You know? Yeah.
You think they're Caucasian ants?
Yeah, those ants don't put any seasoning on their shit.
Damn.
This is, can I do a character for you?
Of course you can.
This is ant who is inviting you to the barbecue.
Go ahead.
What are you bringing to the barbecue, Anthony?
Some blue Takis.
Cool. I got some detritus. I sprinkled it with some more garbage though too. You gotta make sure to sprinkle the garbage dust on the detritus because then it makes it taste better. You white ants don't season your food.
Are you saying food at the barbecue is trash?
No, ants eat trash.
Ants don't eat trash.
I'm sure they will.
Ants, no. Cam, go ahead and look that up.
No, they eat like, I guess maybe not.
You think they're just eating wrappers and like...
No, they're like licking the wrappers clean though, you know? They got to bring the whole wrapper back to the colony or something. Honestly, I don't know. I feel kind of embarrassed that I don't know how ants work. They readily eat trash. Protein-rich food, scraps and garbage. So I think
okay.
It's just scraps of food. I don't think it's like the actual wrappers and stuff. Do goats actually eat? Like cans and stuff? That's a cartoon.
Do goats eat cans?
That's like a cartoon thing. I don't know if it's real though.
They would die.
What if they have an organ that digests it?
What organ would digest it?
I don't... A gallbladder?
Here you guys got it.
Fuck.
No, goats do not eat cans. Did you see a video somewhere?
That's like a cartoon thing. It's like goats eat trash.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That is a cartoon thing. Look up cartoon goat eating trash. That's a real thing.
Why are we spending time on this?
Because I don't want you guys to think I'm stupid. Like, I know that it was a stupid question, but it's not that stupid.
Your brother
question.
Just looked at you like...
Yeah. Yep. Bro's going to disown me.
Yeah. Here's some. Oh, we really are looking there you into go. If... Oh.
Look, he's eating a tire. That's like such a cartoon thing to do.
Probably AI slop that he just prompted.
Fake Google search. He inspected Element. It's Christmas time.
Was that like a weird Silicon Valley coding joke?
No, it's an element.
Yeah,
it's like a Google, like it's a prank you do on your friends where it's like you do like who's the worst basketball player and then you inspect Element and make the first link their name.
You can do that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You can just like change the way the page looks. In fact, I had a podcast when I was a kid, when I was like 14 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Consumerism.
Oh, because you were Gen Z?
I was a Gen Z. It was supposed to be like a culture, like it was a pretty smart name, you know. And
he's pretty proud of that.
And so the cover art for the podcast was like a Google definition. It was like if you Google like the definition of a word, like it was mm-hmm. the Google thing. And we inspected Element and did like the name and the definition. And it looked like identical to Google because that's what it does.
Well, how did you define consumerism?
I don't remember. I think it was like a verbose way to say stuff about Gen Z.
We double verbose today. This is...
Yeah. Did we double verbose?
Yeah.
Oh, the fear-mongering thing. Yeah. Do you like my lights?
I love the lights. They make me feel excited and happy. Yeah. Thank you for putting these in.
And I put the Christmas tree up, too.
You did put the Christmas tree up. That was a sweet surprise.
I already got presents for all three of you. All two of you.
Yeah, and we put some presents under the tree for you, and you have not stopped inspecting them. And it's making me... What?
I hate surprises.
How does that change it? So are you that good you can figure out any?
No, I'm just hoping to get a clue. Like, I got a clue because the box came in the mail and had a lithium ion battery warning on it. So I know it's something electronic.
For who? For yours?
Me. Yeah.
Why are you... You're nosy.
I can't take surprises. I like it. And it's a flaw that I have. And
are you scared that you're not going to like the surprise? Do you want to like learn about it to like brace yourself to present?
No, I just want to know.
Oh.
I don't like a secret or anything like that. My mom she liked all the different, like all the presents under the tree had to look a certain way. So she would get like coordinating, like all of our wrapping paper was black and gold. And so it was like different patterns and stuff, but it was all the same.
Like every year?
Yeah. Well, no. But like most recently, as far as I can remember. Mm-hmm. But she wanted like some with bows and some with like she had to be like cohesive thing.
Like a aesthetic.
Right. And mm-hmm. if you had like too many bows on one side, it was like, okay, move these over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's got an eye for
and
that.
And so she got yeah, she does. She yeah. But she would do gift bags with like tissue.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Paper?
Yeah.
This was me walking past a gift bag.
Why?
I gotta know, dude. Wrap it up. Don't just put it in a bag.
That is...
I'm ashamed of it, but...
You're not. You're smirking right now.
Because comedy makes me feel better about my my shortcomings.
But the fact that you're acknowledging it, but then not doing anything actionable to like change...
Yeah.
That just makes you... I don't know, Cameron, help me out here. Naughty.
Am I getting coal?
You're probably not getting anything.
Low-key, if I got coal, that would be pretty cool.
Why?
Minerals, you know?
What? Minerals?
I got coal, I would try to make a Minecraft torch.
How would you do it?
I would tape the piece of coal to a stick, and I would try to light the coal on fire. Is coal that flammable? Like, I know it's like, obviously it's a fuel, but like, can you hold a lighter up to it and light it? That's cool. Can we get some coal? No, because no.
I just really want some.
My dad has this big green egg grill.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll do like the charcoal bits, and he has to put this like electric coil heater thing in it, and it has to sit for a long time before it lights. So I don't think you can just hold a lighter to it and start it.
I actually don't know. I've been fortunate enough that I've never had to operate a grill myself.
I want to be a grill guy. I want to be a guy that does like a, I want to be that's like, oh, Scott does the meats or something, you know?
Scott, hey, if you're wondering, Scott does the meats.
But I don't have, and what I do is I have like, so funny. I have like micro obsessions.
Yeah.
And I go through them so, so quick.
Yeah.
Like,
they're always fun though.
They are so fun.
You come up with good ones.
I recently, this week, I watched one YouTube video about home networking.
Oh yeah.
And I took our spare laptop and I made a, like a home network server on it.
Yeah.
Which doesn't like help us at
do
all.
Do you want to tell them what happened?
Yeah. So I put it on there. So we had like shared storage between all of our devices.
Which it was cool.
Which is, it is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then I saw that there was a feature that you can like easily implement like a Minecraft server onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started running this Minecraft server on our home network and I convinced both of you guys to play with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we played for like an hour, because the internet crashed because, our Wi-Fi router deciphered our Minecraft traffic as a DOS attack.
Yeah.
And so I got scared of it and you know.
Yeah.
But it like somehow.
So it was DDoS day.
Yeah, it was DDoS day. It was what day was it? December, something, or is that Pearl Harbor? No, mm-hmm. D-Day was.
Like June 6th.
No, it was 19... December 12th.
What? I'm just making stuff up. I actually don't
remember. Is that Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's December 7th, 1941.
Okay.
You know, yeah. Just.
Dropping a fact bomb on me.
There you go. Pass on over here.
Yeah, but like when our internet crashed, it like changed the name of our Wi-Fi, which scared the hell out of me.
What was weird to me is there's like a sticker on it.
Yes.
And like there's handwriting on it and it was different than the original. And we were like,
the one that we had been using was the handwritten one, but the one that it changed into was the one that was printed onto the router itself.
It was weird.
So I'm like, where did we get this second one from? So that's why I'm not cut out to be a cool tech guy. That's why I got to stick to the meats.
Stick to the meats. Hey, if you're wondering, Scott, you know he's the meat guy.
Big meat guy. What about you? You got any micro obsessions this week?
Always obsessed with Texas Hold'em.
That's more of a macro obsession, I'd say.
Yeah, but it's like, it feels micro because it's not, there's no real money involved in the platform that I'm playing on. So it's like, it feels low stakes.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Maybe, what's a micro obsession that I've had? I have been obsessing over fuzzy sock reviews.
Mm.
Because I found out the ones that I bought Cameron 360 something days ago for Christmas last year. He said they had holes in them.
Do they really?
Which, to be fair, he wears them every day. Yeah. But I was like, I got to do better. I'll do better, you know? And so I've read an ungodly amount.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Just give me any. Like, they're going to get destroyed.
Yeah. What about Bombas? Have you read into Bombas?
I'm not a big Bombas girl because Ooh. Every pair I've ever had end up with holes. But I dig in when I walk, so that's not fair. I'm really like planted. Grounded. Yeah.
But if we get a Bombas sponsorship, your opinion will change.
Yeah, if they step up their quality. Sorry, I mean, yes, I love Bombas. I've never once experienced a hole except for the part where you slip your foot in. And maybe that's what I was. Yeah. I mistook that hole as a hole. Everything's fine. Please, Bombas, send us money.
There you go. Speaking of which, it's Christmas time, guys. Get your corduroy bean bags at corduroy.com.
That can't be the segue. See, because there's like a sense of desperation there. And now we're just begging. We gotta slip it in. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like a little.
Okay, cut that and we'll try again later.
Yeah. Forget what he said. He's the meat guy. Not the meat guy. Yeah. Jeez.
There's some pretty big news that I think just happened today.
Oh, I was. Yeah. We were ever so briefly talking about the Netflix and Warner Brothers merger?
Acquisition.
Acquisition? What do you, yeah.
Yep.
What's going on there?
So the way I understand it is that there was a bidding war between.
Oh, Cameron's ready.
Cameron is ready.
Damn.
I don't know who the bidding war was between. Oh, yes, I don't know. But Netflix purchased Warner Brothers, which is like insane. How much was it? It was like $49 billion or something?
No, it was like $5 billion.
$72 billion.
I thought it said five. Holy 82. Cannoli.
Yeah, 82.7 maybe.
That amount of money doesn't feel right.
Dude.
Like too many kids are sick. And
how much is your Netflix right. bill going to go up?
With what?
With after this. Like, it, next year, how much more is your Netflix bill going to be?
I think that they are not going to increase the bill monthly. Hot take. I think they're going to increase subtle advertisements within
like product placement
media. Yes.
But not like actual ads in the middle. Because Netflix, I think, already has an ads option.
I don't know.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I think they do.
But I don't know. You know what I mean? Like where I think it's going to be like those kind of
yeah.
things.
I don't mind product placement. It feels
it
fine.
It makes me mad. It makes me so mad. I'm not trying to watch Fantastic Four and be suckered into buying a Sony, whatever the fuck, and a bowl of Lucky Charms
yeah.
and whatever else, but General Mills.
Would you rather have product placement or would you rather have a commercial break?
I mean, specifically in movies, it pisses me off because it feels like they're like, God dang it, we can't pause this thing. So we got to just put the ads in the movie.
Sure, but in a TV show, what do you think?
I don't mind as much if we okay. pause and we go to a quick commercial break. I don't like both, though. You got to pick
right. yeah, you
one pick. Or the other.
Have you ever seen New Girl?
Clips online.
In the later seasons of New Girl, they did like commercials in the show. So it wasn't product placement. It was a full commercial in the show that was not a commercial break. So like,
but was it like ironic and a little bit like, oh, so it'd be like,
and like the cinematography would change in a jarring fashion, but like the characters would get into like a new Hyundai Sonata and then they're in the middle of like a problem and you know, like they're gotta like, we gotta go home and beat the whatever to the house. And they're like, is this a new Hyundai
yeah, that's
Sonata?
That's like,
it was jarring.
Was it not funny?
It was not funny.
Oh.
It was like, yeah, it has premium leather seats and it has a 12 stereo Bose sound system. Wow, this is nice. I should get one of these. Yeah, you should. And then back to the thing. And like I said, like the whole aesthetic of the thing, it like just changed so quickly.
Here's my one exception.
Yeah.
Toyota-thon. That can easily be put into anything and it just makes sense. You know, and I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah. How do you feel about?
Are you saying like a?
I don't actually know exactly what I'm saying. I just got mad that you said it was a Hyundai, because then, I don't know. I feel like if it was like a Prius or something, they could be like, "Let's go to Toyota-thon."
Yeah, because Toyota-thon is automatically funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and it's yeah, probably the best time of the year.
It's the thirstiest time of the year.
Sorry, I want to circle back. So they're getting HBO Max on top
yes.
of that?
Yes. Well, that's a part of the...
Yes. They own HBO Max and they own all of the IP from Warner Brothers. So they own everything? Like...
Do you know who owns everything? Do you want to get into it? Do you want to talk about
the Rothschilds?
Golden Cloud Wiener. And Tupac's former manager? Go ahead and look his name up.
I think we already... talked about this on the pod.
Don't care. Let's do it again.
Did you remember when Warner Bros. Purchased DC Comics last year? I think that was the deal.
Was that last year?
It was a short time ago.
Yeah.
But there was a whole Catwoman movie filmed and done and edited, ready for release, and they scrapped it to take a to take a loss.
That would suck. Isn't Can you imagine crazy? Putting in all the work?
Yes. And no one's ever going to see this movie.
Ugh.
Which I'm like, scrap it and then leak it. You know what I mean? Take the loss and then put it on Vimeo or something on accident.
There's got to be some sort of Santa Claus in there that makes you know you can't do that.
I want, what was her name? What was the actress's name for Catwoman?
Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, I want Zoe Kravitz. Is that it?
Saldana?
Oh, it was Zoe Kravitz. Yeah, Zoe Saldana is the T-Mobile lady.
Gamora?
I want her to like do a, give me a YouTube video where she just tells us everything that happened in the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where she's like, and then Catwoman went into the warehouse and beat up four guys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Give us something.
A little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know Sadie Sink is Brandon Fraser's daughter?
I only know who Fraser is because of the show Fraser. I don't know who
I think that's his name. He's the, remember The Whale?
Yeah.
The movie The Whale with Sadie Sink?
No.
Do you know Sadie Sink?
No.
It's the Ginger.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the Ginger from Stranger Things.
Oh.
But she was in this movie that I think won an Oscar called The Whale, which I never saw. Where is it Brandon?
Brendan
Fraser was like a big fat guy and he played her dad. And they're actually.
I think Scotty's completely lying.
Am I really?
I think it's just in The Whale.
I saw a TikTok that was like the cast of Stranger Things and their parents. And it was that, and it was him. Okay, sorry guys. Cut that whole thing.
No, we're not going to cut that.
We're leaving that in.
We're going to leave that in.
Okay.
Hey.
They're tricking me, dude.
Teach us another lie.
Okay.
But sell it. Cat Williams drafted to the New York Jets.
But they did develop a strong, trusting, working relationship during filming.
Look at who Sadie Sink's dad is. See if he looks like that guy. Damn it, dude.
That's funny.
It's honestly...
Casey Sink. Hence the last name.
But does he look like it?
Does he look like Brendan Fraser?
Yeah. Because I'm telling you, the TikTok I saw, it was like the cast of Stranger Things and their real parents. And I swear to God, it was Brendan Fraser.
You get lied to so much on TikTok. It's like.
I really, really do.
You're like an old person watching Fox News.
Here's what I don't understand is why do they do it? Is it for this?
Yeah.
Is it a pure prank to see like.
Wouldn't you just be tickled pink if people were walking around saying Scottyisms?
Damn it, dude.
You would be.
Doesn't look like it.
Really?
All right. Have you ever seen the...
No, pull it over, please.
Give me Sadie Sink's dad.
Don't they look just like each other? Please. You're like, please, please, please.
Just please be a white dude with brown hair.
I mean, he doesn't...
That's like 40-something percent of our population.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, fuck.
Damn it.
That looks like George W. Bush more than it did. Brendan Fraser.
It's funny because I see a TikTok link and it says father daughter bond with Sadie Sink and it is Brendan Fraser hugging Sadie Sink, but I think it's for like
just for the movie. All right.
Hey, I'm sorry that happened.
Okay, but Maya Hawke is Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter.
We're not giving you that one.
Fun That's thing. Not what you started with. You can't just pull out.
Pull out a random.
Rewind the tape.
You know.
Rewind the tape.
Oh my God.
Actually, I do got one. I do got one that,
go
I,
ahead, go
that
ahead,
I'm 70% sure is true. Right. Millie Bobby Brown adopted a baby.
Like, maybe like on an angel tree at Walmart where you like adopt a kid for Christmas and you buy in gifts?
She and her husband.
I feel like this podcast is turning into the E! Network.
Right? Yeah. It's like a.
Yes, they adopted a baby girl in the summer of 2025.
You're right. There you go. Cool.
Sick.
See, I knew some facts.
Oh, that's kind of cool that they adopted a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So back to the Warner Brothers thing.
Sure.
Do you think they should be allowed to do that?
I don't feel like they should be able to.
Where do you draw the line with like the monopoly laws?
When it feels like you have pushed out any and all competition just by sheer wealth and volume of data.
In court, you're going to be like, your officer,
your officer,
your honor, this feels like I'm telling you, like, legally, like, how many streaming platforms have to be up there for it to not be monopoly? You know what I mean?
I mean, technically, two, because then it would just be an oligopoly, right? But that's... Is it three?
No, no, I'm saying three is probably the
max. I'm asking your opinion.
I think the fact is, like, it's not fair to other streaming platforms and to anybody who's a creative to know, like, oh, if you want your comedy special or your whatever to make it onto a popular platform, it's going to be consumed by these giants. I'm asking, feels like predatory.
I totally get it. I'm asking your opinion on how many streaming services have to remain for a merger between the two to still be legal.
I think that there should be, and I know there is, like, there's like Tubi and Fubo and Freevee.
Probably.
Right? I don't know. Like, I just feel like you shouldn't be able to take groups that are worth billions and make them a conjoined twin.
So it's more of a market cap issue for you.
Yeah. Okay. It's more about that.
Okay.
It's just that, like, no, we don't need that many. Yeah. No? Am I making any sense?
No, you're not making sense. Here's my thing, too, is the other way is, like, I got to watch the 12 o'clock game on Paramount Plus. I got to watch the 3 o'clock game on Amazon Prime. I got to, like, and I'm like, can I just watch sports? Can we just have sports app?
Right.
Where I can watch all sports.
Yep. Yep. It is really frustrating how this is not a hot take at all, but this is what every, like, new tech company does,
mm-hmm.
is they disrupt the normal,
yeah.
and then they just revert back to the normal once they've stolen all the customers.
Yeah, we're just going back to cable at this point.
Exactly. So, like, Uber was like, we're cheaper than taxi, drove all taxis out of business, and now they're like, nah, we're not cheaper than taxi. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and I get it, too, because, like, to Cam's point, if I'm watching football and it's different days of the week, it is a little insane that I have to have access to five different platforms that I'm paying for all individually to be able to just be a fan consuming football media.
Right.
But at the same time, do you want it to just be one big guy eating all of your money? I don't know. There's something that just feels un-American about that.
I think Cameron's right. It should be, like...
But it would be nice to access all of your stuff.
Yeah, there should be the sports network, and I'll pay a subscription, but I have to get every sport.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it should be, I feel like we should go to, like, a la carte streaming.
I agree.
Where it's like, this is what I want. You don't get to have contract disputes.
Right.
This is what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I want football. I want, like, and price it out to where I can just get what I want and I don't have to pay for.
And honestly.
Then, oh my God. Yeah, go ahead.
Honestly, if I was like the NFL or the NBA. Mm-hmm. I would not even be shopping around for networks. I would.
Why not?
Make
if
my
you're
own
making
website.
Gobs and gobs of money when you.
You can literally hire one dude to write you a website and host your own shit. You know what I mean? I feel like the.
Yeah, but it benefits them to be able to, like, chop it up with these other platforms.
I guess so.
You know what I mean?
I guess so. So.
But they did put in racism in, you know, so that counts.
On the helmets?
On everything.
Yeah.
Koozies, the end zone. So that helped. Even though their corporate greed
mm-hmm.
wants to shine through.
Yep. Good thing racism has ended, though.
Did we talk about the... I know you did a stand-up thing. But
I think I talked about it last week, okay. Yeah, where there was the swastika that was crossed out on the car, the
yeah.
bumper.
Yeah.
That's it. Who's that for? You know?
It's like, we know.
It's like, yeah, I could have guessed.
Right.
I just found out, Cameron told me that the SEC championship is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you got? Do you know who's playing?
Huh?
Do you know who's playing?
Hit me.
Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Bama.
Yeah. Who would have thunk? It's a little tough because they're, I mean, it being in Atlanta, you're gonna see it like 50-50 Bama and Georgia fans. It's gonna be gross in there.
Huh?
No, it's
no, in
Georgia. No, it's in Atlanta. I just, if there was a way for them both to lose,
yeah.
I would want that.
There is a way.
Not one works.
I want Georgia to lose real bad.
Ooh.
If I had to pick one in honor of my dad, I'd pick Alabama. But it does pain me to see any of them, and also LSU having any sort of success because the fans suck.
Here's my football analyst mind. The last 10 matchups. Actually, I want you guys to guess. What's the ratio in the last 10 matchups, win-loss?
60-40, Bama.
Bama is 6-4?
Yep.
With them meeting at the SEC championship?
No. Just last 10, every matchup in the last 10.
I'm going to say
there's probably a
Bama 8, Georgia 2.
Bama 9.
Wow.
Georgia.
Good guess.
Alabama owns Georgia.
Wow. I just want Georgia to lose because Florida low-key shouldn't have lost our game against Georgia. Low-key. Worst call of the year. Worst call of the year. Pull up the catch. It was a catch.
You got to let it go.
No.
That one game was not going to turn you guys into a playoff team.
I'm just saying.
That was a game changer, but that was not a season changer.
I'm not saying season changer. I'm saying they should not have lost that game.
Okay.
Their heart wasn't
in it. I'll give you that.
Their heart was
not in it. So they're 5-7 now?
I don't care about the record.
Oh, okay.
Don't care about the record.
I don't know, but it's the worst season since the late 70s when they once went like 0 and
But they also had the hardest schedule.
Or 12 or something.
They do always get the hardest
back schedule. Back in the night, or what was it, 78, 70, whatever?
This year they had the hardest schedule. If you have the hardest schedule, don't care about the record.
I don't want to hear that when you have shit like Long Island University and what was the other one? I know that everybody makes money off of cupcake schools, and it's beneficial for both to have those. But don't tell me you've had the harness.
No, like literally we did.
I'm sure that some guys at a table together with no women around decided what you're saying, and it is true that this fact is out in the world, but I don't know if it's like a... I just think it's like way, way, way too subjective to like...
Here's my metric. Can I tell you my metric? And this is funny. This is it. We're going to get back.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The comedy part. Sure. You ready?
Yeah.
It's a hard schedule if I recognize all the schools. You know what I mean by that?
Sure.
Like, I know probably only 30 college football teams.
Really?
And the fact that I recognized all but one from Florida's schedule, I think says something.
Yeah.
And if you pull up any other guy's schedule, I'll recognize half of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a fair point.
Okay.
And we had fun along the way. All the games were fun. I don't like to go to those stupid cupcake games.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go to the real ones, you know?
How did you feel at the Florida State game?
Felt great.
Good.
Felt absolutely great.
Yeah. And you got your Jaden Ball jersey for your birthday?
I did.
You were going bananas in it?
You think I can get him to sign it?
Probably. If you ask nicely.
Do you think his class schedule is public information?
Nope. Nope.
You think I could probably find someone who knows it though, right?
Nope.
Not for malicious. I'm saying like if I like...
Hey.
What up?
There's no way... I know you would never do anything malicious. It's just a little weird. Hmm. Can you imagine him being like, oh, how did you know I was in Pottery 101? And you were like, oh, well, guy on Reddit.
I smell you. Yeah. Didn't our aunt go to college with Marcus Colston? Or was it high school?
I think it was high school.
That's cool.
Who's that?
He was number 12 for the Saints in the early 2000s.
Wow.
2010.
Was when he started?
He probably started 2007.
Yeah. Yeah, just like no ball like that. I just no ball like that.
Yeah.
Give me a number and I'll give you a sports player with that number.
71. That went well.
Wow. You didn't think that was coming?
You want another one?
68.
Hey, one more?
Yeah.
62. Can you name one
number
player?
Number 58 is Von Miller. That's, I think that's the highest number.
Why are
you
turning so red?
Choose your own.
I think that's the highest.
Yeah, no, you have to. You said give me any number.
You know 90s.
I know a 99.
Here you go. You a new fun
Aaron
one?
Judge.
Okay.
Zero. Brother.
Just go to basketball.
Oh no!
Just go to basketball.
Why did you have us play this game?
I just wanted to see. I don't know Zero.
Here, let's try this. Ready?
What team? What team?
I think he's now on the Trailblazers again.
Dame.
Hey, hey.
He's a Trailblazer, though, right? Or yeah, he was? Okay, okay.
Yeah, ready? He is now.
I'm ready.
One.
Bubba. Hold on. Let me think. Why is this supposed to be so obvious for me?
Because you told us, give me
I just wanted
number.
To see if I could do it. I just wanted to see
is
if
this
I could
any
do
player
it.
All time?
Any player all time, number one.
Cameron is looking at
I
you like
I have a feeling
he...
there's going to be a quarterback. Can you give me another hint on which one you're thinking of?
His number was one.
And literally in the NFC South, and we beefed with him for a while.
Matt?
Nope.
Okay.
You're thinking of Matt Liner?
Oh, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yay.
I got one, baby.
Baby.
Wow, one in a row on number one. Maybe.
Give me 50.
50? J.J. Watt.
Fuck.
Isn't that 55? I'm wrong.
Or is he 51?
Nope. 12.
Yeah. Pretty sure Watt was 99.
Go ahead and look that up. Yeah, we're wasting way too much time on this.
J.J. Watt?
Yeah. I like J.J. Watt. I saw him in a bunch of commercials.
I like J.J. Watt, too.
Didn't he do Hurricane?
Yeah, he did.
Harvey? Like
he did Hurricane Harvey. Yeah. JJ Watt, tell us sorry for doing Hurricane
solely
Harvey.
Solely responsible. That's funny.
He does a lot of work with, is it cystic fibrosis patients as well? Like I think he has invested in some like vests. Or maybe that was the guy that was a...
Wow, 99.
Oh, you was right.
Cameron was right.
Sorry.
No, he was a beast. His brother is insane too.
Number 50.
Not real.
Dwayne Wade?
God, I really don't know that many numbers.
I don't know. I'm just saying people's names at this point.
Dude, imagine having two
like
legendary elite edge rushers.
What a...
Shit, I want him to rush my edge. You know what I mean?
Insane.
Block of meat.
Well.
He looks like a nice guy. Respectfully.
Is your favorite... Can I guess your favorite sports player of all time for more reasons than other than just sports?
Like for kind things that they've done,
just their
like
all around person. Can I guess it? I think I know it.
What do you mean for other reasons other than
like not just their performance on the field, just like as a guy, who's your favorite?
Okay.
Oh, it's probably gonna be a woman soccer player. I actually don't want to play this game.
No, I want to hear your guess.
I was gonna say Tiki Barber.
I did like one public service announcement that he did about seizure precautions. Back in like 04.
So I was onto something. So that's Allie's favorite football player of all time.
Thanks, Tiki.
For reasons
now
on
I know
and
how
off
to put people in a recovery position if they're seizing.
God, did you see the Jameis Winston TikTok?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
I did.
Jameis Winston posted a TikTok where he's like, it was like growing up and is realizing that you should have walked past the seafood section.
No. It's using a trend right now. You know the one that does like Silver Springs and it's like mashed into another song?
Uh-huh.
And it says, in your 20s, you're going to walk into a grocery store and walk past the seafood section. And like the trend is to be like, and you should.
Not keep walking. Yeah.
And then it.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
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 He also could have made one that was like, in your 20s, you're going to want to... Never mind, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I think we steered clear of that one on purpose. Hey, good job you and I hold restraint. This is the restraint podcast.
Also ask people for consent.
never mind. Should we get off sports ball topics?
Sure.
Since we're on it, do you guys want to go over...
Cameron said, nope.
All right, we got to get back on sports ball topics.
No, I'm just saying we go over this.
Can we get... Allie, can you make me a jingle for our sports ball segment?
Mm-hmm. Right now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Sports ball. It's really in sports ball. Yeah, huh? We really love sports ball. All y'all. Sing about sports ball. Okay.
All right.
I hated that.
Yeah. I'm sorry I made you do that. That's actually my fault.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Thanks.
For just record, Packers are 8-3-1 first. Bills are 8-4, and Ravens are 6-6. If we're doing by division, I'm in the lead because I'm the only one winning my division.
I think that was the exact same record as when we filmed last time.
No.
No?
No, I think...
Packers won another game.
I think Pittsburgh lost, which moved Ravens up to
first. Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Wasn't mine 7-3-1 last time?
Yeah, yours might have been 7-3-1.
So this is getting pretty close. I mean, it's not... I kind of thought one of us was going to... I thought the Ravens were out, honestly.
It's because their division's kind of...
Yeah. So, but still, reassessing halfway through the season, or more than halfway through the season, who do you think's making it furthest?
I still think the Packers. I told Allie that in the beginning. That's like my dark horse kind of thing.
Yeah.
I just think there's too many variables in the AFC.
I hate the big-ass fucking G. All right? Get the G out of there.
Why are you always talking about their, like, costumes on the field?
Because that's the only part that I like. I hate Georgia and I hate Green Bay. Get a different logo.
That's like every girl under the age of 18 that I've ever talked to about football. They're like, I like the crimson. Like, that's all they, you know what I mean? Crimson. Which is, like, respectful. I mean,
I just think, like, sports teams are going to evolve and change over time. But one thing that stays constant is their aesthetic.
The Packers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a long-held tradition. That's what I'm saying.
So if you're picking a sports team to like, I think it's a good reason to pick it based off the colors and stuff. It's either where you live or the colors and stuff.
Alrighty.
Cut this whole fucking thing.
Name a sports player with number
30.
Fuck. Okay, we're done with this then. I was going to give him a...
Just think for 3 goddamn seconds. For
Cameron.
3, no. 30. Who's 30?
Do you know 30?
Because I know you're not a sports guy, but this is not even... This is just everybody knows.
Did Kobe have to change his jersey a third time?
Nope.
What are you thinking of?
Right track, basketball. He's going to feel so stupid.
Oh, Curry.
Thank you.
Yep. I just need a little bit of guidance, I think. I think I know some, but I just need some guidance. You know?
Okay.
Allie?
No, I'm not playing anymore.
Okay. Off sports ball. Sorry. We're done with sports ball.
Give us a jingle that the outro for sports ball.
Sports ball is over. It's over. See you later. Moving on to a new topic.
Right now.
That was pretty good.
Right now.
Cool. I should bring my harmonica in here one day and do some jingles.
You can't see it, folks, but Cameron is also shaking his head no. So he has been voted against.
You're right. I should just do harmonica noises with
2-1.
Voice.
Okay, now.
All right. Cut that.
Yeah. Are any new movies coming out?
I want to see Marty Supreme.
Is with the one Timothy, that I'm
yes.
Timothy Chalamet?
That is the one I'm looking the most forward to. I did see a TikTok review about it where the guy said that it kind of sucks, but I'm going in with high hopes.
It's a ping pong movie, so
yep.
Probably not that thrilling.
Yep. But I think Marty Supreme is like a bad guy. And he's like an Uncut Gems kind of character.
That's going to stress me out.
Yeah, but I'm excited for it. No other movies I think are grabbing my attention this year. Obviously next year, The Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm really pumped for. Which we gotta watch Tenet sometime soon. You and me.
Mm-hmm. We just watched it.
You said you wanted to watch it again.
I mean, yeah, I will.
I will be watching that Anaconda movie.
Oh yeah, we probably do gotta watch the Anaconda
movie. I'm not watching the Anaconda movie.
I know a game we can play. We have to name a movie, and Allie has to give us one quote from that movie.
I've never seen any movies.
That's tough.
Here's an easy one. Starting off easy, okay?
I have to give you a quote?
Yeah.
If I don't know it, I just have to make one up?
Yes. That's a great spin on this.
Fuck.
Starting off easy.
Okay.
A Few Good Men.
You can't handle my truth.
Pretty close. There we go. All right. Cameron, you got one for her?
I want to see if she can do an Age of Ultron one.
Ooh, because she's heard someone, but she hasn't actually seen that movie.
I know, but we've done so many, and I just want to see if anyone's stuck.
This is a good one.
Age of Ultron?
Age of Ultron.
Remember we played our game where him and I said a bunch of quotes back to back to back?
That's the Transformers one, right?
Oh. That hurts me.
Because it is?
It's not Transformers.
Oh. I think you're like, she should have known that.
It's like kind of Transformers, I guess.
Oh, is it?
It's Avengers.
It's Avengers.
Damn it. I already had something queued up if it was the Transformers one.
Give me, okay. No, if it was Transformers, I want to hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, give us the quote from.
Yeah, we'll just switch to Transformers.
The old other robots. I'm Ultron. I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Here's what I want to do, a sketch like about everybody forgets their memory and like all culture gets wiped away and Allie has to recreate all the movies and stuff.
Yes.
And it's like her take on
stuff. That's hilarious.
Can I have a different one?
Social Network.
Ooh.
It's Facebook.com, not Facebook.org.
That is not a quote.
I went to the same fraternity as Teddy Roosevelt.
Huh. Are you doing a joke right now?
I'm trying to remember like some of the... Wait.
All right. Remember the Titans.
Those Winklevoss twins. I don't know. I'm sorry. Okay. What's the new one?
Winklevoss was a good boy, I think. Remember the Titans.
Wait. Action reflects leadership.
Captain. No, it's attitude.
Oh.
Attitude reflects leadership.
I'm feeling... Give me one you know I'll know.
Honestly, I thought you'd
one,
get...
That one.
Remember the Titans or Social Network?
So I let you guys down?
Yeah.
For real, you have a Social Network one in there. Just a smidgen.
She's got an Age of Ultron one. That's what
I think if she... If, I think if she heard
Why
us do quotes...
Why don't you ask me for a quote from my favorite movie?
What's a quote from your favorite movie? Is it Edward Scissorhands?
No, it's School
snip,
of Rock.
Snip.
No.
Oh, it's Inglourious Basterds.
No.
School of Rock or Inglourious Basterds is your favorite movie.
It's The Wonderful and Wild Whites of West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
And I like when
Non-fiction
she
movie.
Tells the lady through the Taco Bell drive through, she had her baby. Yeah. CPS done came and took it, but I'll take a number 4. Pepsi.
While the mama's crying in the passenger seat?
Yeah.
Yeah. I cannot believe that that's your favorite quote from that movie. That's horrific.
I mean, it's making light of a terrible situation, right?
Yeah, it is.
It was hard to stomach, but it was less hard to stomach when we learned the news
Taco Bell.
Through the, yeah.
Oh.
Drive through.
But you're making a digestion joke there.
No.
Yeah. You seriously don't have a Social Network quote for me?
I can try. Can I try?
Hey, I'm not going to blink it to you.
Blink me the answers. Okay, Oh, I have one.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's when Justin Timberlake, Sean Parker,
mm-hmm.
is like, here's a tip for you. Drop the. Just Facebook.
Hit the last line.
Last line. Two more words.
.com.
No.
Two more words.
.org?
No. He said, it's a.
Was it EDU? Because it was.
No.
No. It's not a.
It's not a website.
The last thing of the quote, though.
It's a rationale for why he's making the decision.
Bitch.
No.
Okay.
What is he? What is he?
I'm
no, really. What is
credit.
He?
I'm
no.
It's cleaner.
It's cleaner.
All right, I would have never gotten that.
It's cleaner. You got that was pretty
we'll
good.
Give you half
that was pretty good. Half points for that. Yes. You give me one. You give me one.
No, you'll be able to do it. Fine, Coraline. Which he claimed last night is the scariest movie that he's ever seen in his entire life.
If we're measuring scariness on how much it impacted my life after I watched it, yes.
I cannot stop thinking about when the kid in the rain jacket and its arm goes missing.
How is that affecting you at all?
Because it was really good CGI and it looked
I'm just
like
saying,
his
like,
arm got bitten off.
To me,
what do you mean?
To me, Coraline is scary because it like asks like philosophical questions that like as a kid you should not be asking. You know what I mean? And for it, if you're just like, oh, a kid's arm got bit off, that's cut and dry. No pun intended. You know what I mean? It's just, yep, there it is. But if you go lay asleep and you're like, do my parents actually like me? Huh. Like that
yeah.
is
Yeah, I think
disturbing.
You're saying the impact of also his age when he watched it. It like it's a more like core memory than just like being yeah. an adult and knowing that it's a
right
a
I disagree with you entirely. Oh,
okay. I mean, really though.
I mean, I really am, because then after Georgie gets, excuse me, I'm burping my diet ginger beer. After he's, taken down into the sewer system and unalived, yep. Right? His older brother, Mark, or whatever the fuck his name, what was his name?
Bill.
Bill was like, I'm going to plot out the entire sewage system for the city and have all the city planner paperwork about it. And then he tries to show his dad to be like, look, we could try to rescue my little brother. And the dad was like, I have a drinking problem and your mom's really upset, so put this shit away. That fucked me up.
Yeah. Scarier than that, though.
Coraline.
Donnie Darko.
I like Donnie Darko.
But that's a scary movie.
It's psychological more than like just like sheer fear.
And that's the point that I'm making is like, if you finish the movie and you're still thinking about like the repercussions of the actions,
mm-hmm.
that to me is scarier than just seeing a kid's arm get ripped off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. And each opinion is valid because we're our own individual people.
Yeah.
That are about to be united
into one. And mine counts now because I can vote.
I think Sinister is my least scariest movie.
Least scary movie?
No, my most scary movie.
Oh, I don't know that Sinister. One. With you want me to try to Ethan guess Hawk? A quote?
Yeah.
That was a really good one.
Mm. Yeah.
That was a really good one. You could do a quote.
From what?
From Sinister.
I don't even know quotes.
Perfect. I know a quote from Sinister. You ready?
Yeah. Ah! Oh, that was gurgly.
He's got to do a quote from Waterboy.
No. He's
why
never
come
seen it.
Down Gator's got so many teeth on him.
Nope.
Something like that.
Pretty close.
It's something like that, right?
I think he has to be mad because he has so many teeth.
But he's asking the professor that looks like Colonel Sanders,
oh, yeah.
How come my mama says that all those, or I guess he doesn't ask. He like stands up and he says, my mama says that.
The Gators are mad because they got so many teeth, but they don't got a toothbrush.
All them yeah. teeth, but
yeah,
no toothbrush.
That's it. Yeah.
Yep, 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 yep.
Oh my God, we have to watch that.
We do.
That's one movie
that.
I've actually seen.
I have not seen a lot of stuff that's really important for me to see.
Like what? Why was Waterboy really important for you to have seen?
I think that's a big cultural thing, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, like you just have to. It's not like an amazing movie,
right.
But it's just one of those movies that you're like, why haven't you seen Waterboy?
I know, but like you
like
haven't read To Kill a Mockingbird or seen
yeah.
Waterboy, and if you had to pick between the two, I'm going
to
say
yeah.
go ahead and read To Kill a Mockingbird.
I haven't seen a single Louis C.K. special.
That is insane to me.
Like stuff like that, I really got to get
like
on that.
Like not even one bit or anything?
I know him from Parks and Recreation. He was
the
cop.
Police officer, yeah.
Yep.
That's it?
Swear to God.
Wow.
Have you ever seen Louis, the show?
Mm-mm.
Like, or was like, yeah.
I hadn't even heard of it until you mentioned it a few months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I am out of touch when and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But Age of Ultron quotes, do not get me started. You know what I mean?
Because yeah. he won't stop.
Because I won't stop. I could do this all day.
Is that a quote from the movie?
More or less.
I don't think that's
more or less.
Movie. You had to ask.
You had to ask.
That's one.
Mm.
We should just do like 30 minutes of just me and you back and forth quotes at the end of this.
Yeah,
see who's a
yeah.
real listener.
After the episode, me and Cameron are going to do Ultra Age of Ultron quotes, and you guys can stop watching, I guess. Oh, man.
Do you guys want to be basic and talk about our Spotify Wrapped?
Oh, doing? Yeah. Actually, I have a game. I have a game.
Okay.
I think that culture is dead because
that's terrible.
Because,
terrible game.
Because there's too many artists for each person's specific vibe, and you would think that we'd all kind of generally understand each other's artists and like what we like. You know what I mean? Like in the '90s, right? Someone would be like, "Oh, I like Pearl Jam," and then everybody would be like, "Yeah, I know what Pearl Jam is." You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't think Cameron could name three of my Spotify top artists.
But isn't that a sign that culture is thriving?
I would say culture is the intercommunication of arts. And if my own brother doesn't know what music I listen to, I think that's a symbol
but
of
isn't
like,
that a part of our culture of arts? That it's
I'm saying that I think that a good culture would involve like sharing.
Go ahead.
And a ubiquity. You know what I mean?
Go
but
ahead
you
name a-
are sharing within the community that likes your songs.
I'm,
like if I liked...
I'm not the definition guy. I'm just saying I think it's concerning that people don't know each other's artists.
Give you an analogy?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like saying like people can't have favorite comedians that aren't ultra famous. Like we might as well just only like ultra famous comedians and then just pick from those 10 so that we all know them.
I think it's different because the people on my Spotify Wrapped are ultra famous. But there's so many ultra famous people now that they're all getting lost in the sauce, and we can't relate to each other because all of our music taste is super dialed into exactly what we want, and it's not tailored to like a large group of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's so accessible for us to find content that matches our personality perfectly,
mm-hmm.
that it's kind of like separating us from each other is the point that I'm making.
Okay.
I can see that.
So Cameron, can you guess three people on my Spotify Wrapped?
Can I get some hints? Like, how many are from,
I want you to think of like alternative band names that like Harriet Tubman's Revenge. And
there's none of it's like that.
Is there any artists that are big right now, or is it all like,
to him they are
In their genres they are.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, in their genres they'll be top. Yes. There's one that you absolutely do know, a rapper.
Would you have been the millennial that walked around and was like,
name three songs?
No, that was like, you know, oh, hey, Scott, what are you into? And you're like, yeah, you probably never heard of them.
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't do that.
Right. One's a rapper?
Yep.
Are you still listening to J.I.D.?
Nope.
He does still listen to J.I.D., but this
is
not the one.
But it's not your top.
Not my top. The best rapper of all time. The greatest artist of our generation.
Lil Dicky. I'm just kidding.
Drake?
Nope.
Did you say Drake is the greatest?
Not even the best musician. Canceled. But the best artist of all time.
Lil.
Nope.
No.
You're breathing way too hard into this.
Why am I blanking?
Who's in the Mount Rushmore of, we'll cut all this. So
of rap?
Yeah.
Kendrick?
It's got to be, is Kendrick on there?
Kendrick's in the Mount Rushmore.
Top four?
Mount Rushmore, yeah.
Eminem has to be on there.
Sure.
Lil Wayne has to be on there.
Okay.
You got to get an old guy on there. I'll give you one Snoop. Of them. A Biggie, Tupac. I'll give you one of those.
Okay.
Drake's over Kendrick.
But they're separate. And Cameron's kind of separate fired. Stuff. You know what I mean? I thought Mount Rushmore was like, not the best four, but it's like different
the most,
realms.
The most impactful.
Okay. I'm talking about Kanye West. I'm talking about Kanye
so
West.
So Scotty's more canceled than me?
Yeah.
You both are canceled.
Well, that's fair.
Yep. Old Kanye.
We're just talking about music.
Old Kanye music. Doesn't count.
Oh, old. Okay, yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right, that's my rapper.
And then you have, you got to have like,
there's like an alternative band that I'm telling you, it's something weird.
But he's, I feel like Scotty has one like Olivia Rodrigo, Sabrina
Carpenter.
I do. Olivia Rodrigo?
No, but it's something like that.
Chaperone?
No.
Can you quit breathing into this? It's
so
actually
sorry.
Really
I'm so sorry.
Tate
me.
McRae.
No. I don't think I can do a single.
Dude, I'm so bad at this game.
I saw her in concert.
Oh, Paramore.
Billie nope. Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. Oh, okay. Fuck.
William Eilish.
I don't like this game.
Yeah. All right, we're cutting all that.
No, we're not.
Just so we'll trim it down to make it shorter.
Yeah, but I think the only thing that I'm like really, so first of all, I don't have, I have Spotify, but I prefer Apple Music mm-hmm. and Apple Podcasts.
Do that. They do a Wrapped?
Yeah.
Okay. They do. I am getting a little tired of seeing people's listening age, and then it's always like, you know, the most vanilla person you know.
Yeah.
With the exception of Daisy Tackett. She did post one of these, but I didn't feel this way when she posted it.
Well, hers was like
57 or something okay, like that. Yeah. But yeah, they'll post it and it's like a really old age and they're like proud of it. And they're like, yeah, I listen to the Beatles. And it's like, yeah okay, but I don't know. I just don't like it. It's like a weird flex. It's yeah. like.
It's a bad mentality, you know,
mm-hmm.
saying that like, just because you listen to art that's older makes it better.
Well, I also don't like that. Like, I feel like music should transcend the ages. Mm-hmm. So then to say, like, you like the same music that 57-year-olds like. It's like, what if the Pixies are just still cool 20 years later?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I think it's a young person thing to do, to go back and listen to old music. You know what I mean?
I think we all do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But mine was confusing because my age was 50 and my top five songs all came out in the last 10 years.
I promise you the sinking of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
You know the name of the song. Don't pretend like you don't know the name of the song. Okay, sorry.
What is it?
It's the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
That is so close.
All right.
Is sinkage a word?
Sinkage is a word.
Sinking? Okay. The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. God, you're throwing me off now. You listened to that probably 1,200 times in 2025.
Yeah.
So that probably really shifted your...
Never forget.
Yeah, he did get upset with me that I forgot to tell him, hey, on the 50th anniversary of the release of the song, right? Or is it the sink?
The actual sinking.
Actual wreck of the ship. Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. You know what? I love and appreciate you no matter what. But it's interesting because you had some songs that I'd never heard of on your top five. And that's kind of the point that I'm making.
Really?
You'd think that we would know each other's music.
Mm-hmm.
What were your top five?
Oh, I don't even know. I know it was like SZA and Alabama Shakes and
that was
Waxahachie and Kendrick and somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mustard. Was it that one?
No.
Mustard.
No.
More the Shop. Was it...
Huh?
Bitch, don't kill my vibe. I was just trying to think of one more Kendrick song. That's what that was.
That was good.
Thank you. We should probably hit the gamble, shouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. We got destroyed the past couple of days.
And we're not doing the sissy stuff again. We're winning three in a row.
We're not.
Until we get even, we're winning three
we're
in a row.
Not.
All right, everyone. Reminder, not our money. This is the free dollar that we get every day from Stake. We're going to try and run our $1 up as much as we can because we lost it all a few episodes ago. All
right, I'm turning the volume down too.
Yep. All right, 12 against a 6. Daddy wants to stay.
Did you say daddy wants
to stay? Daddy wants
to
stay. And they busted. We're up to $2. Double it. $16 against a $6. Daddy wants to stay.
For those of you who don't like music or football or gambling.
We're done.
I'm sorry.
Hopefully they got some good current event. Their current event fill at the beginning of this episode.
You think so?
Maybe.
You think they stuck around to see how it ended?
I hope they did.
I hope they did too. If you stuck around, thanks.
And if you want to be our friend.
Comment. Be it.
Yeah. You are. Hey, if you're watching this right now, you are our friend.
If you're watching this right now, you're probably my mom. Hey, mom.
Yep. I think my mom doesn't actually watch the episode. Because
let's put a key word in here and then be like, so.
Yeah. Mom, text me and say, I did watch your podcast. and that'll let me know if you're actually watching.
Your mom's a busy woman. Don't put this
pressure on her. I'm not saying she has to, but.
But she'll probably say something about your shaky legs, too.
Yeah, my shaky legs.
And the... Oh, my God. You made yourself a bulge.
I didn't make a bulge. All right. Do you want to play us out, Allie?
Am I pretending or making up a song?
Yep.
Oh. See you later. It's time to go.
See you later.
That's the end of the show.
See you later.
I can't do it.
That was pretty good.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.